I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The battle for a free Lebanon isn't over yet, says Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon. Hezbollah remains defiant against pressure to disarm. According to the November ceasefire deal, Israeli troops were to fully withdraw from southern Lebanon by late January. Hezbollah was to give up its military position in the same region, replaced by the Lebanese army. And neither has fully happened yet. Without Hezbollah's disarmament, Nuna says, nothing will change Lebanon's financial straitjacket. In the meantime, Shiite communities have lost the power, prestige, and leadership they had when Hezbollah ruled. Triumph for Mercy Lebanon sees doors opening for gospel ministry.
It was completely difficult for us to just touch them. Now it's an opportunity. And I think this is how we need to look at life. God gives us opportunities and we need to seize them.
Prayer points and more at our website. And Afghans living in the United States face deportation as early as May 20 as the U.S. administration ends temporary protections. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says 300 Afghan Christians are especially at risk. While Taliban rule is dangerous for anyone known to partner with the U.S., believers fall into a special category. They're considered apostates.
The Quran teaches that apostates should be given an opportunity to return to Islam, and if they refuse, they should be killed. So it is not overstatement at all to say that lives are at risk if Christians are forced to return to Afghanistan.
Share the full story online with your U.S. representative, and most importantly, pray. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.